It's just different.
Welcome to Bar Fitness Podcast. Good morning. Good morning. What's good? What's going on? Happy Monday, man. Hope you guys are doing well. I know this is another late episode, but man, I had a good Father's Day. I did. My wife made it a great day all day, And so, I did not meet my goal, y'all, of starting this week off under 200. I didn't do terrible with my eating, my meals. My cheat meal was yesterday, and I did have a good one. Where I fell off, where I messed up, was my workouts. Because of... It was a busy day yesterday, and I didn't wake up early, you know. I didn't get up early and knock it out. Actually, I planned on it, and, you know, my wife was like, hey, it's Father's Day. You know, don't get up and all early and blah, blah, blah. Which, you know, she got a point. I should be able to chill sometimes, you know, especially... You know, and then you start the day with a little extra credit. A little extra credit wrestling. E2M folks know. You start Father's Day like that. And then I was like, bet, you know, okay, after church, I'll come home and get a workout in, you know. And then after church, some friends were like, yo, let's go to this place to eat. And I was like, okay, you know, it's my cheat meal. Celebration meal, Father's Day. So we went, man, and we stayed and we ate. And then after that, we had ice cream. Then I was like, okay, come home. I get a workout in. But after ice cream and eating, it was like, I think it was like, what, 2 o'clock, almost 3. And we were going to see my parents. So that's an hour drive, man. So I went to see my parents. Drove all the way down to Turkey, went to see my parents. Great time, great to see my pops. You might not have known, but he's been in the hospital. Some issues, and he was home feeling good. It was a great time. Don't regret any of it. And then we didn't leave until like after 8:30, man. So that got me home around 9, almost 10. And I could have did some late night cardio. I could have. Night shift, but I was like, man, I'm tired. My friends, we jumped on a video call with some of my friends, man, and I just enjoyed the day, man. So yesterday was kind of my rest day and not burning up extra calories is why this morning I started out at 202. So, that's where we at. I'm cool with it, you know? That's where I'm at. I'm not, like, disappointed or anything. That's where I'm at, man. And I got plans to work hard this week. But, you know, as I was in my mind, like, oh, it's week 8, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking about when I used to compete. You know, for prizes with E2M, you know, you go hard week 8. Oh, snap. You go hard week 8, and then, you know, so you can take your picture and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm not competing. You know, week 8 is just another week. I would love to, definitely would love to have results, love to see a difference between, but I don't have to like go dog hard for trying to, you know, have these impressive results for a contest, man, because it's a lifestyle now. So week 8 is just another week. But I'm still going to go hard. I got a plan today. Stuff I want to do. Still going to do it. But the difference is, like I said, it's a lifestyle, man. It's not 8 weeks and you're done. It's, you know, 8 weeks is, I made a post on Saturday. I don't even think it got much love, but it said, you know, the end of 8 weeks isn't a finish line. It's a starting block, man. For any new G's that may be listening, which nobody reached out and said it was a new G listening, but if someone's discovered this and I just want them to hear, man, the end of this 8 week challenge for E2M is not a finish line. It's a starting block to your health, your better health. So that's my message for today and for current G's, man. It's not an ending, man. It's not. It's just another week. Get up, go hard another day. But because I wanna do an hour on Stairmaster, something I ain't done in a long time. Jump in here and get started, man. So more of the story, man. Y'all have a great day. happy Juneteenth to everyone. That's everyone's holiday, not just black people, everybody. Thank you. Just like Cinco de Mayo is everybody's holiday, we celebrate it together, man. So, happy holiday. And let's get it, man. Have a great day. Peace.